pleasure is a feeling strong and nice. Should we control it or let pleasure rule our lives? My name is Socrates. I said I'd like an answer from your head. Should we control it or let pleasure rule our lives? I asked a man called Callicles this question once. If you've read Plato, then you know what this man wants. At line 492, Callicles says rashly to me, pleasure's king, if you control it, you're a dunce. My name is Socrates, and I don't let dumb shit fly. I make up nice examples to explain what's in my mind. Intuitive examples are so easy to create. Callicles will see that my argument is great. In your life you have these jars. Every one of us has ours, filled with honey, some with wine, and some with milk. The best people that I know have big jars that never flow, all their contents stuck like concrete, never spilt. Your love of pleasure, Callicles, is like a jar that always leaks, like a jar that leaks and then gets filled again. Leaking, filling, running wild, like a tyrant, like a child, ceaseless wanting is in fact a kind of pain. Then I said more to Callicles because he's slow. Just think of thirst, you'd say that thirst should stay and grow. At 496E, I asked him this and he agreed. Thirsting is painful but brings pleasure, so it goes. I always talk about the good because I'm Socrates. And you can see this at 497D. If the good were really pleasure, and if pain was bad by measure, pain and pleasure couldn't rule concurrently. My name is Socrates, and I don't let dumb shit fly. I make up nice examples to explain what's in my mind. Intuitive examples are so easy to create. Callicles will see that my argument is great. In your life you have these jars, every one of us has ours, filled with honey, some with wine and some with milk. The best people that I know have big jars that never flow, all their contents stuck like concrete, never spilt. Your love of pleasure, Callicles, is like a jar that always leaks, like a jar that leaks and then gets filled again. Leaking, filling, running wild, like a tyrant, like a child, ceaseless wanting is in fact a kind of pain. If I were Callicles, I might find this little weakness inside of my fantastic argument. Who am I to say that pain and pleasure get experienced together? If I were Callicles, I'd call this all bullshit. Now if you think of this in terms of classic mason jars, a leaky one might end up being fine. You'll feel the pleasure of consumption, and no pain will mar your gumption, and it's good because they're not at the same time. Your love of pleasure, Callicles, is like a jar that always leaks, like a jar that leaks and then gets filled again. Leaking, filling, running wild, like a tyrant, like a child, ceaseless wanting is in fact a kind of pain. My name is Socrates, and I don't let dumb shit fly.